Social media is all over the place, in case you haven't noticed. With us here today in the glamorous Midtown studio is Lon Safko, who's a co-author of the Social Media Bible, Tactics, Tools, and Strategies for Business Success. Lon, welcome to the show here.
Hey, glad to be here. This is cool.
So this is a very large book, 800 pages worth. In fact, here's one for our listeners to hear how big this book is. A lot of information in here, but you start out by saying there are three rules for social media in business. What are those rules?
Yeah, social media is all about enabling conversations. It's about two-way communications. That's what social media means, socializing with people and using technology to do that. And, of course, the second one is you can't control the conversation, and nor should you try. It's about transparency, authenticity, sincerity. So don't try to control it. Just let it flow. And then, of course, is influence is the bedrock upon which all economically viable relationships are built. I mean, build relationships, trusted network. Really, we're talking about trusted network, whether it's in LinkedIn or Facebook or MySpace, or whether we're using Twitter. It's really about getting people together, like-minded people, and building trust.
And a lot of companies have obviously jumped on the bandwagon, and they're doing this. And on the show a few months ago, we talked about what the Skittles candy people were doing, where they had changed their homepage to the Twitter search page, and people were piling on just to see their tweets come up on the Skittles homepage. And even though people were saying really bad things about Skittles in some places, like, oh, you know, Skittles is the preferred candy of pedophiles or whatever, they just let it go, and they didn't try to censor it. So it seems like they were sort of following along with this, you know, just get out of the way and let it happen. Is that an example of a company that kind of gets it, in your opinion?
Yeah, they kind of get it. But you know what? I'm a little bit different school here. I mean, typical PR says that if people give you bad press, just let it go. Don't escalate it. I mean, we saw that with the Quizno Subway situation where Subway sued Quizno for defamation of sandwich. My personal opinion is don't ever try to censor it. But you certainly have a right to participate in that conversation. So personally, what I would have done is, as Skittles, of course, is I would have just got out there and said, yeah, I understand what you're saying, but here's our side of the argument. And that becomes a two-way conversation where both parties get the chance to participate. And that's perfectly okay with social media, which makes it significantly different than conventional media.
One of your other examples that you liked was H&R Block, which you cited in the book as an example of a company that used social media very well with cute videos on YouTube, and they did a Twitter thing, even a virtual tax prep store on Second Life. What are some examples of companies that didn't get it right in terms of social networking?
Some companies are actually getting it. Dell did a terrific job when the batteries were exploding. They were using Twitter to communicate with their people. Walmart, for example, Walmart and Chris Brogan, they were working together. I guess the people weren't completely aware that he was actually a paid blogger, paid communicator on behalf of Walmart, and they thought that he was more of a customer. So that gets back to the transparency and the authenticity. It's very important that if you have somebody that's on staff or that you've hired somebody to communicate on your behalf, that you let people know. So when businesses get on, they can't have their agencies actually doing the tweets or doing the blogs or responding to the comments. They've got to be authentic.
Well, what do you think is the most effective social media tool that's out there today? I know Twitter's been getting a lot of buzz just in all quarters, but is there any one particular tool or site or virtual world or whatever that seems to really be the thing that people should be using?
I absolutely love Twitter, and of course Twitter is getting a lot of press right now. Twitter is very effective because it's text messaging. It's 140 characters, which forces you to be very concise. The whole idea of followers following is a very, very simple concept once you get involved, and it's a really effective way to communicate with your trusted network. Blogs, by all means, you should be blogging either as an individual, or as a professional, or as a business. Blogs are free, and it gives you the opportunity to become a thought leader, an industry leader. Say your thoughts, get them out there. That's really important. The other thing is participate in the sites. I don't care whether it's MySpace or Facebook. I like them both. I also like LinkedIn as a professional networking site. Because if you're not in the game, you're not going to win.
I'm wondering if social media has made it harder or easier for businesses today.
It's no different, really, than when we got email. Everybody was afraid email was going to be a time vampire and suck up all our time. And it does, to an extent, but it's also a great communication tool. And then we were worried about websites, whether or not it was even made sense. So we all put up brochureware. But now there isn't a company on the planet that can't be without a website. And the social media tools really are going to be the same way. We're we're going to have to allocate a certain amount of time to the telephone, to snail mail, to email. It's just another tool. But it's going to be equally as effective, if not more so, than any technology we've seen.
Yeah, and for like small businesses, businesses just trying to get off the ground, nonprofits who don't have a lot of money for advertising and things, I imagine these tools have got to be helpful, right, if they know what they're doing with them?
As a small business person myself, or even medium-sized business, especially in this economy, where else can you get these kinds of marketing tools that are this effective, absolutely free? Just requires a little time and some creativity.
Do you think that large businesses are more or less receptive to using social media as compared with small businesses?
The large businesses are really dragging their feet. Part of the reason is that SEC, if they're, you know, securities exchange stock-held companies, they're afraid of liability. They're afraid of just general corporate liability, IP loss. They're afraid of being off message. So there's a lot of security issues. For example, I just met with Intel, and they're trying to organize all of their employees, but they haven't, and there's over 6,000 blogs being performed by their employees outside of the company. So my advice is you can have chaos or you can have controlled chaos. So get in there, get some human resource guidelines, and get a place where your employees can actually work through you rather than against you on their own time.
So you've got this honking 800-something page book here. How do you put a book like this together in a landscape that's changing so rapidly?
You know, everybody says is, ink on dead trees? Are you kidding me? Social media? Well, you know, the truth is that the chapters talk about the history of podcasting or the history of vlogging or the psychological effects of video versus photographs versus text. That's not going to change. 10 years from now, everything that's in the book is going to be absolutely as valid as it is today. The only difference is that we're constantly adding new companies, new technologies. So what we're doing is to kind of bridge that gap. We have a website, thesocialmediabible.com, where you can go to get updates. And John Wiley and I are already talking about putting together the next revision so that we can continuously update this book so that you always have it current.
All right, well, we will have a link to that on our show page for anyone who wants to check out the book. And Lon, thank you so much for dropping by and enlightening us on all of this stuff you found.
Well, thank you, man. New York Times, this is cool.